まて忘れまやシュマッバーグタム Canto 2 Chapter 9 Text 22 Answers by citing the Lord's version Manisita nubavo Yam mama Lokavalokanam Yad upashrutya Rahasi Chakarta Paramam Tatap Tapa Tapa Manisita Nubhavo Yam Mamaloka Valokanam Pashrutya Rahasi Chakarta Paramam Tapa Manisita Nubhavo Yam Mamaloka Valokanam Yarupashrutya Mahrasi Chakarta Paramam Tapaha Manisita Nubhavo Yam Mamaloka Valokanam Yarupashrutya Rahasi Chakarta Paramam Tapaha Chakarta Paramam Tapaha Manisi Bhavo Amindyam Mata Jesus. Manisita. Ingenuity. Anubhava. Perception. Ayam. This. Mama. My. Loka. Abode. Avalokanam. Seeing by actual experience. Yet, because upashrutya, hearing, rahasi, in great penance, chakarta, having performed, paramam, highest, tapaha, penance. Translation. The highest perfectional ingenuity is the personal perception of my abodes, and this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance according to my order. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The highest perfectional stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception. By the grace of the Lord, this can be attained by everyone who is willing to discharge the act of devotional service to the Lord as enjoined in the revealed scriptures that are standard and accepted by the bona fide acharya spiritual masters. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is the approved Vedic literature accepted by all the great acharyas such as Shankar, Ramanuja, Madhava, Chaitanya, Vishwanath Baladev, Siddhanta, Saraswati, and many others. In that Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, asks that one always be mindful of him, always be his devotee, always worship him, and always bow down before the Lord. And by doing so, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, without any doubt. In other places, also, the same order is there, that one give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto the Lord without hesitation. And the Lord will give such a devotee all protection. These are the secrets of attaining the highest perfectional stage. Lord Brahma exactly followed these principles without any superiority complex, and thus he attained the highest perfectional stage of experiencing the abode of the Lord and the Lord himself with all his paraphernalia, impersonal realization of the effulgence of the Lord's body is not the highest perfectional stage, nor is the stage of Paramatma realization. The word Manisita is significant. Everyone is falsely or factually proud of his so-called learning, but the Lord says that the highest perfectional stage of learning is to know him and his abode devoid of all illusion. Manisitanubhavo yam mama lokavalokanam yarupa shrutya rasi chakarta paramam tapaha. The highest perfectional stage, the highest perfectional ingenuity is the personal perception of my abodes, and this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance according to my order. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Chananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, this verse is very important because it's giving us the standard that we have to come to in surrendering. Sarva dharman pratyaja mamekam sharanam braja. The verses mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. Give up everything and surrender to me. Sometimes we think of that and we don't go very deeply. Krishna says, and Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Man manabhava mad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru. Offer your obeisances, worship me, bow down to me, give everything to me. By engaging in these processes, not that one just accepts Krishna as his Lord and that's it. One has to follow. Therefore, Brahma, he heard the words, tapa, perform austerity and penance. And we take this practical. We were fortunate to be on a morning walk in 1975. I think Nikama was there. We were walking in Mayapur, At the time, we were working in the party of Tamal Krishna Goswami and very happy. And he had just discussed with Srila Prabhupada the Radha Damodar Prasadam program. There would be rice, sabji, halva, salad, and chapati. And devotees would eat sumptuously. I can't remember if that was breakfast or lunch. Maybe it was breakfast and lunch. So we were like, okay, fine. But the next morning, some of the brahmacharis got to go on the walk. Prabhupada was walking in a field. And one local Swami was there. Prabhupada said, "What are these berries on the tree?" You remember that, Nikama? And the Swami said, "Oh, Prabhupada, they're such and such berries." And Prabhupada said, "You can eat them?" And that Swami, one of Prabhupada's Swamis said, "Yes, people survive." He said, "Our men should learn to do this. Eat berries in the forest. Go down to the village once a week and beg a chapati. Beg for one chapati. And that should be our service." Sometimes Prabhupada would say things and it would turn things around. Just like I remember one time in 1975, Srila Prabhupada said one should eat once a day sumptuously. So all the devotees in Denver, on Radha Damodar, Chicago, working under a particular sannyasi, misunderstood that statement that Srila Prabhupada said, eat once a day sumptuously. The order was actually, eat once a day sumptuously. But devotees took it, eat once a day sumptuously, boss. So all the Sankirtan devotees, I think you all remember, we all remember, because we lost 10, 20 pounds. We started eating, we were ordered to only eat once a day. I think it was lunch. And you could eat sumptuously, but only lunch. There was no breakfast. There was no dinner. And we were at the airport or the parking lots all day. This went on, I think, for a year. And until it was finally corrected. But devotees took Srila Prabhupada's orders so serious. I remember Vaisheshika Prabhu. He was at the airport staring at the chip machine. He was much younger than us. We were 20. He was 16. And he was very big. Big boy. 6'5". Growing. Youth. And it was difficult at that time in our lives to eat once a day sumptuously. And actually they served khichdi mostly. But we were in our minds, following the order of the spiritual master, whatever in austerity and penance. So at this particular time, maybe a year later, Srila Prabhupada said, we should live in the forest, eat the berries. Prabhupada said this. And once in a week, go beg a chapati. Immediately, Tamal Krishna Prabhupada, you said that we could have sabji and rice with, you know, he explained, you know, what the Prabhupada said, that's all right. But our men should learn to do this. Live in the forest, eat the such and such berry, and once in a week go down to the village and beg for a chapati. We were prepared. I thought, okay, this is it now. I guess we get a break from Sankirtan. While we stay here, we sit in the forest and eat berries, chant Hare Krishna all day, eat these little tiny berries. Don't forget, we were young men and ladies, and beg for a chapati. So we came off the morning walk and no one stayed to live in the forest. But the order was there. Not that Krishna consciousness is not austerity and penance. It is a life of austerity and penance. We've given up our intoxications, our meat eating, our gambling, our illicit connection. People think, what do you do? That's all people do their entire life. Natevidu swarga gatimi vishnu durashaya. They are so bewildered and working in the wrong direction that that's all they do is try to satisfy this body somehow or other. But Vaishnavs, Vaishnavis, Prabhupada has taught us and trained us in the highest state, not this penance and austerity of the secular world, where you say some Hail Marys after you commit some heinous act. Oh, Hail Mary. I don't even know the prayer. Or thank God for our daily bread. Where do we see Prahlad Maharaj's prayers? He's not thanking God for daily bread. Thank you for the puris. Thank you for the kachoris. Prahlad Maharaj is praying in the highest order that, oh my Lord, O best of the givers of benedictions, if you all at all want to bestow a benediction upon me, I pray to you within the core of my heart that there be no more material desire. This is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. This is the Vaishnava prayer. Dhruva Maharaj, his austerity was so severe, his penance so severe, not Hail Mary, not give us our daily bread. But he prayed, Swamin Kitartos Mivaram Nayache. What is that? I was looking for broken jewels. Broken pieces of glass, I'm sorry. He wanted the kingdom of his father. He wanted the respect. But I have found the greatest of all benedictions, Krishna consciousness. So this is the prayer and the life of the devotee. Unfortunately, nate vidu swargagatim hi Vishnu. People don't know. And they think in their minds, I know the Christian brethren and Buddhists and Vedantists, yene ravindaksha vamuktamanina twayasta bhavad avasuda hudaya aruya krichena parampadam tata padanti ado nadrita yujmad angraya. In their minds, they're thinking, I'm liberated. I'm a self-liberated, self-realized soul. But they must fall down. They can't maintain any spiritual platform because they have no regard for the lotus feet, the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they don't engage in devotional service, they can read all the Vedanta they want. They can meditate until they fall asleep, but they won't reach the stage of pure bhakti, of unalloyed devotional service. This is saved for those who have real knowledge. Who am I? Who is God? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Not for those who just have some book knowledge or some, knowledge of this world. Someone, I think, asked Srila Prabhupada, I heard, what do you think, PhD? And Prabhupada responded, am I right? Pile it higher and deeper, if you think about that. So there's a story about intelligence and prowess. Everyone's so proud. I have so much knowledge of this material world. Engineer. I can take a vehicle to space. There was a rabbit, and there was supposed to be, I think every day or every week, one animal was supposed to be sacrificed to the lion, who was the king of the jungle. And the rabbit got ready to go. No fear, for some reason. And as soon as the rabbit saw the lion who was to devour him, he said, "Can I show you a little well where there's another lion that says he's stronger and bigger than you?" And the lion was, "What do you, who's the, where's this well?" So he said, "Let me take you. Then you can do whatever you want with me." So, maybe you know this story. Prabhupada tells this story. The rabbit took the lion to a well, a local well. And the lion looked down, and sure enough, he saw in the waters another lion, the reflection of another lion. So he roared very loudly at the lion. And of course, being a well, the lion roared back, I think even more loudly. So the lion, thinking that this other lion is trying to challenge me, be bigger than me, smarter than me, better than me, jumped in to devour the lion, which was just the reflection in the water. And then the rabbit was able to go free. He was more intelligent than the big, big lion. But we're so proud of our intelligence and our possessions. It was just yesterday. I had loaned Maharaj my wheelchair. Because this material world is param padam yad vipadam nate sam. Danger at every step. Literally, every step. We're finding. Oh, where's so-and-so? They fell. Not they fell from Krishna consciousness. They tripped in the park. They tripped on the street. They fell in their house. Parambaram yad viparam nate sam. This material world is danger at every step. It's not just a saying. It's actually true. I think at this festival, 5 or 6, 7 devotees, no more, had canes. Three legs. Prabhupada once said that what goes on 4 legs, 2 legs, 3 legs. It's the human. Crawling, walking, and old man. So they had come over and borrowed the wheelchair, but 3 days later returned it. And I said, "Why are you returning the wheelchair? Marsh can use it as long as he likes." And the caretaker, Mataji, I forget her name, she said that Marsh has another wheelchair. But to tell you the truth, yours is better. And I thought to myself, and I said, "Yeah, mine is better." And then I was laughing, she was laughing, because I was proud of my wheelchair. I've been a devotee for lifetimes, I think. But I was thinking, yes, my wheelchair is better than, I have a wonderful wheelchair. I'm not even proud of my car, but my wheelchair, for some reason, I was like, yes, it's top of the line wheelchair. By Krishna's grace, she caught me, and I started laughing, and I said, yeah, whatever, wheelchair, how can you be proud of the wheelchair, of your wheelchair? That's like saying that the stretcher that they took you away to the hospital in was the best. And I had the best stretcher and the best, 911 guys hooked me up, literally, and took me away. This is how foolish we are in this material world, and how bodily conscious we are. Oh, it was a great casket. They put you in a casket to put you in the fire at the funeral home. Oh, I had a great casket. Can you imagine? I'm always reminded there was an open casket for the departure of that Swami that was here years ago, Sudama. And we were all going around the casket saying a word or two. And one of the Matajis, Omkar, saw Sudama, and it was actually true. After you pass, your beard grows a little. They do some things to you, dress you up. And I'm always reminded, if someone says you're looking good, she said, as we're circumambulating the casket, Sudama, you look better dead than you did when you were alive. And I looked, he looked terrific. We're so proud of our good looks. When you die, they can make you, or somehow, you might look terrific. You're gone, but you look good. You look real good. Someone said to me, I think I came back from dialysis. They had taken all my blood, put it in a machine, given it back. And I'm walking with my eyes half open. And devotee says, oh, sir, you look good. And I was reminded, Sudama, you look better dead than when you were alive. So what do we have to be proud about in this material world? The only thing we can do is, as Prabhupada says in the purport, as Brahma did, fully surrender without concern for mental speculation or philosophical argument that beyond the Brahman effulgence, beyond the Paramatma realization, there's Bhagavan, who we are meant to serve without reservations. Srila Prabhupada tried to teach us to serve no matter what. Eat berries? Yes, Srila Prabhupada. Stay out on Sankirtan all day, all night. Have a marathon in the restaurant. Whatever is necessary for pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement that we are part of. And when we resign ourselves to that, then we'll be able to be promoted at the end of our life. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you. I hope that didn't cross anything over.